You're live with Lonnie on Praise. Who's this?
Yes, this is Minister Robinson Norman calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. How you doing today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I really enjoyed that what you said about Christmas. I'd like to add that we as Christians, like you said, be anywhere but not of the world,
sure.
Got to take a stand and take away the pagan Christmas trees out of our house and the toys. That's going to be very hard for a lot of people to do, but when the rubber meets the road, when the truth is told, that's what we have to do to truly stand with Christ and so the church can regain its power back.
Well, I think just to take that a little step further and not to be as extreme, because I do feel what you're saying as it relates to taking everything away.
People are losing their souls and people are getting their souls ripped right out of them, and God did not meant for us to join with the world and to celebrate with the world and then try to eat at the table with him also.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were coming up, did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, the point is, there's a lot of things that is truth that we got to stand with that we can't look at the real kid thing about, okay, when I became a man, I put away my childish things.
So is that a yes?
And I became a man and spoke as a man as the truth became available to me that Christmas trees is a pagan thing. Santa Claus takes away from Jesus Christ. If you ask on December 24th, most of the kids, will they go with the night? Santa Claus or Jesus Christ? Most of them probably will go with Santa Claus.
And see, here's my point with that. I think what happens is instead of us going to the place of where we rob the celebration of Christmas from the world's perspective of getting gifts like we did when we were kids, I think the downfall is parents don't teach the kids. So, yes, we may have a Christmas tree up, but there's a conversation that goes along with what this house looks like during this season and what is really the basis of where these gifts are coming from and why we are able to buy these gifts. We are able to buy these gifts because Christ died for us for our sins, and he is the one that blesses us to be able to even shop or to even work or to even, you know, be a blessing to you as a child. If we can have these conversations with kids, I think that's the difference in when we were kids. When we were kids, it just was what it was, and nobody talked to us about it. So once we grow and we learn, I think instead of robbing them of the joys that we had, I think we should accompany that with great information, because that you know more about, you're less likely to be tricked by.
Well, yeah, and plus you got to look at it on the other end. It's not the point of robbing them. It's giving them the truth so they can have true power, because Satan and the world is robbing us of our truth. So why should we feel guilty of robbing Satan and demons and principalities of their lies that they're trying to infiltrate in the church? Because God cannot give us power when you're sitting at the table with demons.
While I agree with you as it relates to demons, I somehow don't see Santa Claus as a demon. But I see him as having demonistic powers if we let him have it because of the lack of information. So while my son does not believe in Santa Claus because that is not who this holiday is about, you follow what I'm saying? He may turn on the TV and see Santa Claus. But if I don't tell him what this is about and I teach him the way in which he should go while he's a child so that when he gets grown, he won't depart from it. But when you turn on the TV and you see Santa Claus and it's an interesting cartoon to watch, he watches it with different eyes than somebody who is not informed of what this is all about. Now, Halloween, we don't do like that. But, you know, Christmas, you will see a Christmas tree in my house, but it's not a Christmas tree to where that is the foundation of this holiday. It is great information that goes forward as to why we look like we look during this holiday. Well, and I agree with you for your household. You know, I can't judge you for how you do you.
Everything we do in this world is spiritual, bro. Like the song said, we are natural beings.
Excellent.
We are spiritual beings.
Absolutely.
Living in natural. Like everything we do, it happens in the spiritual. Whatever you release in on earth, you release in heaven or in the spiritual.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. What we do on January the 1st, which is a new year, we bring forth new things. If I want to have a pine tree in my house, I have it all year round. You know, if I want to put a pine tree with lights in my house, but I'm not going to go through the ritual because to demons, everything that we do in the natural has a meaning to them.
I understand your passion behind it. I just want you to hear my question, though.
Yes, yes, sir.
During Christmas, what did you do with your kids?
During Christmas, me and my kids just do what we do naturally. We don't Envy, the toys. My kids got so many toys, man, they can give them away. It is up for us true believers to bring them out into the real truth. It's up for us true believers to empower the non-believers so that their eyes can be opened.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with somebody celebrating Christmas in their homes with the teaching of what Christmas is all about? And we still do the pine tree with lights. Do you have a problem with that? If you know that the foundation of it,
I don't do dogment on them, but I, you know, if they're willing to listen to what I have to say, I give them my truth.
No, not you. Not you. I'm just saying families in general that take the time to teach their children about the holiday, but still have the Christmas tree experience. Do you see that that is the same thing as what you're saying? Because the kids still come out of that being learned as it relates to what we're really doing during this season. Do you see a problem with that?
I see a problem with that if you're not sitting down with the Word of God, which is the Bible. That is the basis.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Your parents are teaching you what the thing is all about, you know, through the Word of God. But right. We still, on Christmas morning, we get up and open gifts.
That's a problem, because you're actually saying that, okay, there's nothing in this Bible saying that we should celebrate Christmas. There's nothing in this Bible that you can find with an order from Jesus Christ that we should celebrate Christmas.
Now, let me ask you this. What's your birth date?
My birthday is July the 10th.
Have you ever gotten a gift on your birthday?
Yes, I got a gift on my birthday.
How is that different?
That is different because I'm not putting myself in a position to say that this is for Christ. We all know the fact that I was born on this particular day. Thank God that I was born on this particular day, that he gave me life. So I'm going to celebrate this, what God has given me. But they saying that, okay, Jesus was born on this day. We're going to celebrate Jesus Christ. The world is saying, okay, no, we're going to celebrate this Santa Claus. Notice I said the world, because Jesus said do not be in the world, because there's another part of this world that
right.
is
so,
dark.
So in your sermonic exhortation, which you just gave, and I really do get what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm trying to ask you is, when you have a parent that teaches their child exactly what you're saying through the word, but mm-hmm. still does not see it necessary to take the joy of that day or that season away from them. But so after January 1st, the child still comes out of that season knowing who the season was all about and why we celebrate the birth of Christ. If a child comes out of that with the right mindset, are you saying to me that you still say shut Christmas down as it relates to the activity of Christmas? You're saying that, right?
I'm saying shut Christmas down as according to the lie that's clearly being seen, that you just exposed the lie that's been going down. So if somebody exposed a lie to me, open up my eyes so that I can see, why would I close my eyes back to that lie knowing that I got the truth? If you know the truth, it's not my truth. Go look in the Bible and find the real truth.
Our disagreement is not with the truth. We are coming from the same perspective as it relates to the truth. We're coming from
right.
the same Word of God. So we're together from that standpoint. The only time we disconnect from each other is that I'm saying I can teach that truth and you can still have the joy as a child. Now, I'm not talking about somebody 25 years old. I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about a child that still has the joy of Christmas.
You got to look at this too, brother. First thing that demons attack.
See, I don't see it as a demon. I don't see it as a demon if I'm teaching you the way of the world. And if I'm teaching you the way of the Lord, if I'm teaching you the way of the word, then I am shutting down all that demonistic stuff that you're talking about. I'm shutting it down from a parental standpoint.
Well, the only way you can shut it down is that you have to get rid of.
That's not the only way you can shut it down.
The ritual, because the first thing that is attack that sneaks into us, because one day, the word says it, one day the Antichrist is going to come on the scene and everybody's going to think that he's real.
Yeah, but if we were having this conversation about Halloween, our conversation mm-hmm. would have been gone long time ago, because I would have totally agreed with you. But as it relates to me seeing the Christmas season as demonistic, mm-hmm. I cannot give you that, because I came up with the whole nine yards of Christmas, and I have not one day been demon possessed by the way my parents reared me in believing in Santa Claus. I believed in Santa Claus when I was little, but as an adult man, you follow what I'm saying? I am no more demon possessed than anybody else who celebrates Christmas. is through the word of God. If we can teach them, we can cover them. We can cover our kids and still have them have joy during the Christmas season. That's what I'm saying to you.
Well, we can have joy every day because joy is in the Lord.
That is a great comeback, and I agree with you, we can have joy every day. Our conversation today is about the Christmas season, and that's what that's kind of what I'm putting on the table for us to discuss. You follow what I'm saying?
I don't see how an individual that's truly in the heart of Christ, even though you have joy in the Lord every day, can look at Christmas because of what it is, because you're going to see a whole transformation going on now. It started off with Halloween.
This does not start with Halloween. Halloween is not the number one holiday that this starts with. We have to put Halloween in the basket of which it is. It is a pagan, demonistic type of holiday,
and we know
that that's what it is. I'm trying to get us to look at the joy of Christmas.
There's the joy of trick-or-treat, going to door-to-door, getting candy, and kids getting candy. Like I was getting ready to say, the demons, they attack kids first. Okay, let's look at
But weren't we kids when we were doing all of that? Weren't we kids when we were doing like that? And I was not attacked by demons. I was a child that trick-or-treated. I was a child that woke up Christmas morning and opened gifts. But I know what my parents taught me. And I was not one day attacked by a demon. I just wasn't.
It ain't the point of being attacked by demons. Jesus said they are together on one accord. No telling what they can do.
All right.
The idea.
While I would love to have a whole conversation about it, you know I'm still doing a show. And we done went on into our thing.
So we'll have
to talk again soon about it, okay?
All right, bro. You have a blessed evening.
Thanks for sharing with me.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
877-545-6643. I think it bears us opening up the phone line and seeing what you have to say about what you just heard. Home Praise.